In the opulent realm of Oria, a woman with skin of gold lives in a magnificent cage. This is Orin, the prized possession of King Midas, whose touch transforms all to gold. For 10 years, she has believed her gilded prison in Hybel Castle's atrium is for her protection, a sanctuary after a childhood of abuse and exploitation. The 24 golden ribbons growing from her spine, evidence of her fey heritage, remain her carefully guarded secret. "I will never get bored of you, Orin. You're perfect," Midas once promised, placing her hand over his heart. These tender memories formed the foundation of her unwavering loyalty. After all, wasn't he the only person who had ever shown her kindness in a world determined to harm her?
Orin's sheltered existence shatters when she's captured by pirates during a rare venture outside the castle walls. After witnessing her friend's brutal murder, she finds herself rescued, or rather captured again, by the feared army of Fourth Kingdom. Led by the intimidating commander Rip, rumored to tear the heads off his enemies, this army marches toward Fifth Kingdom, where Midas is negotiating with King Ravenger. Have you ever found yourself escaping one difficult situation only to land in another that challenges everything you thought you knew? This is Arryn's reality as she gradually forms unexpected connections with members of Forth's forces, from Keg the generous cook to Lu, a fierce female captain who tells her, "We're women in a man's world. We have two options, conform to please men or something harder, choosing ourselves."
Throughout her captivity, Arryn wages an internal battle to hide her dual secrets, her fey heritage, and her extraordinary ability to control golden ribbons. Living in constant fear of discovery, she suppresses these fundamental aspects of herself, believing they make her dangerous and unworthy. When Commander Rip forces her into a fighting circle during training, something inside her breaks. "I'm fey!" she screams as her golden ribbons explode outward, attacking Rip with unprecedented force. To her astonishment, his response isn't punishment, but pride. "You finally found your fight." This validation marks a profound turning point in her journey toward self-acceptance. The subsequent revelation that Rip himself is a full-blooded fey living openly among humans rocks her worldview. Through their example, she begins to see how deeply Midas's manipulation had warped her self-perception. Isn't it striking how often our greatest limitations are the ones we've internalized from others? While Arryn grapples with her changing perspective, another woman plots her liberation in Hybel Castle. Queen Melina, once Princess Melina Collier, has spent 10 years as Midas's neglected wife, watching him transform her childhood home into a monument to his power. With Midas away, she seizes her opportunity. "I've worn a crown my entire life, but I'm finally going to wield it," she declares, casting aside her golden attire for white garments and her mother's opal crown. She sits boldly on the king's throne rather than the smaller queen's seat, gathering nobles to support her rule. Her relationship with her handsome Saddle Joe offers a taste of the power long denied her. "Soon, everyone will do whatever their queen orders," she reflects afterward, savoring her newfound dominance. When she learns Arryn has been captured, she celebrates having taken all Midas's favorite toys away. Her plot thickens when she encounters a mysterious man named Loth Pruin, who offers magic that can show someone how to gain their greatest desire. After weeks with Fourth Kingdom's army, Orin returns to Midas in Ranhold Castle. Their reunion quickly sours when he presents her with a gift, a new wrought iron cage specially made for her. When she tries to explain that she's changed, that she's proven she can handle herself, Midas coldly demands she enter the cage to prove her loyalty. "I didn't give you permission to change your mind," he tells her, revealing the true nature of their relationship, not love, but ownership. In the ensuing struggle, Orin's bare hand accidentally touches a servant woman, transforming her into a solid gold statue with a face frozen in agony. Look what you did, Orin, Midas accuses. Do you see why you need to stay in your cage? Not just to protect you, but to protect everyone from you. His manipulative words nearly convince her that she deserves imprisonment. But when he begins planning how he'll use her newly revealed power, clarity dawns. He never loved her, only her golden touch. Locked in a windowless ice room with the golden statue of her victim, Orin confronts her identity. Gold is my identity, has been since birth, she reflects. My parents once called me their little son. I wonder what they would think of me now, locked in this windowless ice room, in a world determined to keep me from rising. Without warning, her prison door disintegrates into golden sand, and King Ravenger materializes from the shadows. The transformation unfolds before her. Dark veins writhe across his face, his features sharpen, his ears elongate to delicate points, and iridescent scales bloom across his cheeks. Spikes tear through his arms and spine as he unfurls into his true form, a wild, wicked fae. The betrayal cuts deeper than any physical wound as she realizes the devastating truth. Rip, her confidant and unlikely friend, and King Ravenger, the feared ruler of Fourth Kingdom, are one and the same. Yes, Goldfinch, I am, he purrs, using the nickname that once brought her comfort. But you can call me Slade. This revelation leaves Orin questioning everything. Sometimes the line between mentor and manipulator is as thin as a blade's edge. Arryn's evolution from willing captive to a woman claiming her power forms the emotional core of this tale. Her transformation begins with small acts of defiance, searching for messenger hawks, confronting brutal soldiers, offering soap to other saddles despite rejection. These rebellions mark crucial steps in her psychological liberation. I've been hiding my true self, my magic, my ribbons, my thoughts, while withering beneath the guild, she realizes. It's time to choose me. This journey parallels Queen Melina's quest for autonomy, though their methods differ. Both women have been diminished by Midas's overwhelming presence and seek freedom from his golden grip. The novel concludes with Arryn at a crossroads. Retreat to the familiar safety of Midas's cage at the cost of authenticity, or step into the unknown territory of true freedom. We all build cages of comfort, relationships, routines, and beliefs that protect yet limit us. Like Arryn, our most constraining prisons are those we've accepted so long we no longer recognize them as cages. Your greatest power might lie just beyond boundaries you've never thought to question.